Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. I am BBD, first time hosting the pregame show this season, but you have before.
I have.
Under these circumstances is Jolly Olive, resident Mets fan at John Boy Media. That's what that phrase would be used for, right?
Yeah, resident I think would be, that's good use by you, good English.
Jolly, how are we?
I'm good. I'm still thinking about the face that Jake made when Aaron in this episode of Talking Yanks. I'm good. Yeah. Tonight's game should be interesting in the way that both teams playing in the game are kind of bad right now.
Yeah, I mean, we said it on the main app, and I said this to you about an hour ago, and we were just in the office, but like, I think if we could right now say we don't have to watch these games, shake our hands on a split, both fan bases as a whole, would take that deal.
Yeah, I mean, just like,
this begging just, to not get swept.
It kind of feels like the most obvious split of all time. I think. Correct me if you feel differently. I think both teams want to win tomorrow's game a lot more than they want to win tonight's game, because tomorrow's Verlander Cole, and that's like a,
it'd be like a MLB like a statement. Marketing.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, which ace is better, even though it's very obviously Cole right now. But you know, I think whichever one of these teams comes out victorious can probably kickstart a nice run, because the Mets have the Cardinals after this. I don't know who the Yankees have after this.
Red Sox again.
So, yeah, like, you can go to Fenway, get a nice series.
In theory.
Win, redeem yourself, but yeah. Starts here.
Yeah, both of them, if either team sweeps, ideally that's the start of a great run for
right
whoever does it. But
I just hate two-game sets so much.
Two-game sets suck, and it's only like your regional rivalry.
And like, we're just going to split, and then it's going to be like, cool, that was just 2 days that won't matter.
Yep. Do it again in a month.
Stupid. Don't you miss when they used to do four games and it was 2-2 at both stadiums back to back?
Maiden. If you're going to have two game sets, do it this way.
Just make them back to back. And then it's like a whole week of New York baseball, and like, you can go to two games, hit both stadiums. I don't know.
Yeah, that would make it at least like a full thing. Be cool. Do it over the weekend.
Yeah, make it like Thursday, Friday.
Make it like the wraparound set. So someone gets lucky and gets Friday and Saturday, sure. I guess. But at least then the other team gets Sunday.
The other team gets Sunday night baseball.
Fucking like alternate it. Like, let's get any wacky.
Anything than like better than like 2 in June and 2 in August. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah,
I don't know.
As a reminder, checking into the show, we'll discuss the lineups. We will discuss the pitching paths, to victory. We will say what we're watching for before that. And then after that, we'll do a homer draft. We will give the over-under picks. And then we will give our premonitions, and then we will stand up.
We will.
So, starting lineups today. We'll start with the Yankees.
We should.
That's what the people are here for. Jake Bowers is leading off in right field, as you probably
expected. Can we park there?
Yeah.
can we stop the truck like right away?
Yeah, you let me know when you've got questions.
So, like, what's up with that? Does that happen? Is that, because I, you know,
I wish I could tell you this is a first.
Because I asked you before we started going, I was like, who is the leadoff hitter for the Yankees? And I was like, it was probably Harrison Bader before he got injured. And then you told me that Harrison Bader has not hit leadoff this season.
He has not hit leadoff this season.
So who's the leadoff hitter for the Yankees?
the leadoff hitter. I believe the person who's done it the most is Glaber, which I don't think is crazy.
I don't hate that, I guess.
Of the guys that I'm going to tell you, he makes the most sense.
I'll read it in order. I know that, right?
Come on. IKF has not.
What? I imagine that.
Anthony Volpe has led off 25 times. That was
25. So they did that for like
The full month of May, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
At the beginning of it, it was during his like 2 week good stretch.
It made sense in my brain.
They moved away from it.
Lead off fast shortstop defense.
If he was able to get on base at even a 300 clip, I would understand why they're doing it. I'm glad they moved away from it. Glaber has done it 24 times, so they are neck and neck.
It's close.
DJ LeMahieu has done it 12 times. This Friday was the first time since April 15th. Nope, he did it on the 28th once as well.
Mm. Has Willie done it?
Willie Calhoun has done it 3 times.
Come on, dude. Come
Jake Bowers, on. This is the 4th time.
That's crazy.
And Willie Calhoun has done it 3.
Willie's having a nice year. League average.
He's been nice ever since Aaron Boone said he can bang.
He's been banging.
Which of those shirts are available at shop.johnblinkbp.com. That's a fun shirt. I'm excited we can do like just text shirts with players' names. Those are on the menu now.
There were so many ideas we had like the past 2 years that we just couldn't do anything with.
Yeah, and those are like the shirts I'd be most likely to wear. They're the funniest to me.
Tom Ace said ChatGPT is making our lineups, which I thought was funny.
Kind of are. Willie Calhoun has led off 3 of the last 5 games. Both games of the doubleheader against the White Sox he did.
Yeah. Here's what I'll say. I mean, if Jake Bowers gets on base, you're 2 through 4. You can probably get a run there. You can get a run there.
Batting second is Giancarlo Stanton, the DH. That one's not crazy. Only the second time he's batted second this year, no matter how many times he tells the Yankees he likes batting second, and Judge has been out 10 days, second time that's happened. They did Josh Donaldson a few times this weekend. Not that I have a problem with Stanton or that he's like performing right now either, but like we know Stanton likes it and Judge is out a month. So
just let him. I'm glad that we both have lineup gripes, because I feel like last year it was the same lineup every day for the Mets pretty much.
3-hole Glaber looks like, actually he's done it 6 times before this year, which is more than I would have thought. I honestly don't recall really any of those. He did it once against the Rays. All right. Mm. It was a day Judge was sitting. I would guess he hasn't done it. It was the last time Judge was on the IL. He did it a few times. Sure. Rizzo batting 4th, playing 1st. Normally bats 3rd, a couple games in this 2-hole. 4th is whatever. It's his first time there. DJ batting 5th at 3rd. IKF in center field. That's normal. Billy McKinney.
Yes.
Bats 7th in my left king. Field.
My 2021 Mets king.
It's a Higgy night behind the plate with Luis Severino, and Volpe bats 9th and plays shortstop.
So Volpe gets back in.
Volpe's back in.
Volpe had a tough Boston series. I was there on Sunday. That was a tough spot for him.
Like almost hit a homer. Not that a homer changes much. That's the one thing he's done this year, really, is like, you know, he's run into homers at a good rate.
Yeah.
Like on paper, he's on pace for like 25 homers and 35 steals. That's cool. He's not getting on base nearly enough. That's what the problem is. And he's striking out entirely too much.
Yeah.
Which is not who he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be a command the zone guy, work a lot of walks. And in April, he worked walks at a 14% clip.
Well, that's what I remember.
And then they completely went away.
Because that's when they moved him to leadoff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to think, because a big thing, and I'll get to it when I read my lineup thing, was people wanted Alvarez moved up, and then they moved him up, and then he's kind of been shaky higher in the lineup, but batting 9th, he was great. And like, was Volpe batting 9th when he was doing well?
The beginning of the stretch. And and there were the Yankees lost guys and whatever, like injuries dictate a lot of what you got to try out, but I would have been fine, even if Volpe was doing great. I would have kept him probably 9-hole all year, ideally. Maybe if he was awesome and injuries, sure.
I saw
try some stuff.
A fake account pretending to be Woj, saying that Ja Morant got suspended 2 years. but that's fake. The Mets lineup, shall I do it?
I'd love to hear about it.
I would love to tell you about it. Brandon Nimmo is leading off playing center field. If nothing else, you can rely on that every day. That has not changed. Everything else pretty much has. Francisco Alvarez is batting second, catching. I like that.
That's where kind of where he's been.
That's kind of where he's been. And I thought, I was a little worried that they're going to be like, cool, he can protect Pete. Let's move him to fifth. And I think that would have hurt him. But we also still don't have a good five hitter. So what are you going to do? Jeff McNeil, batting third, playing left field, not having a great year.
That's one of the things that sticks out to me on here. Not that I'm fully aware of how his season has gone, but just,
right. Just a lot of singles. A three hitter. Just not a lot of extra base hits. But that was what he did last year, except he hit 320 instead of 270. So that's the difference. Francisco Lindor batting fourth. That's kind of the where can we put him that he'll start to go again? Because second wasn't working, third wasn't working. Now we're going to try fourth. Who knows with Lindor? But he likes big games. So I'm hoping tonight and tomorrow.
It's the Yanks. He likes playing in my memory, at least.
We were there. Starting Marte batting fifth. He had a really slow start, turned a corner, got cold again. Now he's getting kind of hot again. So let's see. Brett Beatty had a great start when he got called up, not doing as well now. Tommy Pham, who I'll probably have to eat some words on at the end of the month, is having a really good last 2 weeks. He's going to DH and hit seventh. Luis Guillorme, surprised that he cracked the lineup tonight. If I'm being completely honest, I thought maybe Canna would have played left and then they would have used Vientos at first. But if you ask a Mets fan, they'll probably complain to you about Mark Vientos' playing time for at least 10 minutes. Mark Canna will bat ninth and play first base, and Max Scherzer will start the game for the New York Mets.
When you say complain about Vientos' playing time, is that he's not playing enough? He's not playing too much?
I mean, you know firsthand, because you guys, last year it was winter, the kids getting called up, and it turned out to only be Peraza at the end. They called him up. They started him. He hit a clutch home run against the Rays that helped us win that miracle game with Alonso's walk-off. And then I think he's only gotten like 8 starts since. And I don't think he started on back-to-back days more than once. And they keep playing him at DH and first base and third base, kind of out of necessity. But it doesn't really seem like they believe in him. And Pete Alonso being out would kind of be the perfect time to just give him a little bit of run. And they still won't. And Mark Canna's getting those at-bats instead, which I don't entirely mind. But, yeah, there's a little bit of a conundrum because on the other side of things, they're playing Brett Beatty every day, which I don't mind either because eventually things will click and he'll be good. But
we've seen a good stretch from him.
He's getting the short stick a little bit, and I don't really get it. You want to see what you have, right?
Yeah, he's on the team.
He's here. He's just sitting on the bench getting, like, one pinch hit and, like...
That's the one thing that's not good for him.
He just started to hit righties, too. I don't know. I'm excited to watch Billy McKinney play tonight, though.
Would you say that's what you're watching for?
That's a nice little segue by you. Yeah, that is what I'm watching for sure. Batting seventh, hot, left field.
I'm kind of on the flip side, watching for Francisco Alvarez a little bit. I want to check this kid out.
Have you gotten to watch him play really yet?
Not really. I've like seen videos of the homers.
He's fun. Especially when he's catching.
I told you I was going to reveal something to you.
Yeah, wait. I'm curious.
He's been on my fantasy team for a few weeks now. It's been fun.
Did you scoop him up like when he got called up?
It was on one of your tweets talking about how he needs to get moved up, and then I saw he's a free agent in the John Boy Media Fantasy League.
Catcher free. Oh, it's the JM. Are you winning that league, by the way?
No idea.
You don't?
I get an alert every time he homers now, and he does it a good amount. So.
He has 12. He's gonna got set like some catcher rookie record or something.
Yeah, saw an on pace for he's gonna have like most homers by a catcher under 22.
It's like him and Johnny Bench or something.
Yeah, and for those of you at home talking, want to hear about Gary Sanchez, his first that 2016 debut year, he was 23. So.
Like, oh, he was 23.
Gary was too old.
Imagine if the Mets kept Gary and he was starting tonight. Man.
Doing great for the Padres. That'd be cinema. Gary a lot.
He's having a great year.
He's doing great.
Do you miss him? Or was it time?
I miss him because I liked him, but I'm not like mad at the Yankees for moving on or, right. or like I always knew change of scenery would eventually be good for him. And I hope this sticks in San Diego. It feels like a good spot.
I mean, he's been DHing mostly, which feels good for him, you know?
He's DH like what, three times?
I think so.
Pretty good. Out of 12 like games.
A nice split.
They need his bat. They've gotten nothing out of their catchers.
Well, they have Nola, and he's been so bad.
Like, Nola's numbers are like, they shocked me when I
talking
first
baseball
saw them.
Episode I listened to, but when you guys rattled off the throwing out runners thing, because I automatically assumed, like, oh, he's hitting bad. He must be a good defensive catcher.
Yeah.
But he's just bad.
And I think his framing numbers aren't great either. Yeah, I've heard he calls a great game.
That trade is looking horrible.
That stinks.
They gave up Ty France and Andres Munoz to get him.
Both of them.
Good for the Mariners.
Tough trade. Mariners love to trade. When we winter meetings, I like met Jerry DePoto.
Is he crazy?
Because Rose like interviewed him.
Yeah.
And I was like Rose's guy that week. And Jerry's, and it was on the Rose Rotation episode. So I can say, he was talking about it. I was like, yeah, I have a lot of fun trading. I really like to do it.
he's just playing like a video game simulator.
He's like, no, life. I'm aware that it's a thing, and
I'm aware that I've made 200 trades in 7 years.
I make a lot of them.
Is that a problem? Should I not?
Yeah, it's getting into the paths to victory.
Let's do it.
Yankees, kind of, and the Yankees just had an off day. Everyone should be available. King is the only one that's like. Maybe they'll try to avoid him, but he had the day off, so available if you need him. I would guess they get him into one of these two games, and he pitches two innings when it happens.
So Clay Holmes really turned it around.
Yeah, he's been doing it. I guess Clay, I'd be surprised if we see both Clay and King tonight.
Mm.
Probably see one tonight, not tomorrow, I would guess.
Yankees bullpen has been really good.
They've been really good. It's a really weird vibe because I think you ask, and now they could use like a good starter and you could use an outfielder. The offense is kind of nothing. But like on the board of deadline requests is like a new best reliever.
Yeah.
Like a guy to be like the closer. But on the whole, like you can't, they've been the best statistical bullpen by a lot. The vibes would be great if they. Like, got Liam Hendricks as an example.
And a bunch of these guys are like,
everyone's just down.
They're like projects. Like, I had never heard of Nico Ramirez before I went to the game Sunday, and then he looked great.
Every time Jimmy sees him, he says, wait, who's that?
Which, like, yeah.
He's never recognized.
He was an NPC when he walked in. I was like, I don't know who this is. Wandy's Wandy. But, like, he got 30 good innings out of Albert Abreu, and, like, everybody wanted him gone. Because I follow a bunch of Yankee fans.
Yeah, like statistically speaking, he's been fine.
Yeah.
And he's like last guy in the pen of like the real guys.
Yeah, I mean, this is like...
Everyone's available, man.
It's weird because when I thought of the Yankees... Actually, no, I shouldn't say that because their rotation was always going to be like the most hyped up portion of the team. But like, you know, these are two teams that are built on pitching. And like the Mets just haven't pitched well. So like the fact that they're even... close to where they're at is like kind of a miracle a little bit.
I'm seeing people mention Matt Crook in there. Are you aware of Matt Crook?
I don't think I'm aware of Matt Crook.
He was Yankees got him in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft like 2 years ago. And he like sort of broke out last year. He's been on the active roster for like 10 games, two different stints, has not gotten into one yet. It's like,
he has a great ERA at AAA this year.
Yeah. He's pretty cool. And everyone just kind of wants to check him out. Yeah. And it's like a get him his debut. They've played in a couple blowout games and haven't gotten him in. It's really weird. And like, he's 28 years old. He's not some like kid.
He's
like,
he's for sure going to get a real chance. Play him?
Hasn't gotten into a game. He's warmed up a couple
traveling
times.
Traveling with the team and everything.
Went like on the West Coast with them.
Maybe he'll make his debut in the
taxi squads have
series.
Been a thing, but. He's been like on the active roster. It's weird.
Yeah, if they're fully rested, they
haven't gotten
him
into one. The Yankees beat the Mariners in a 10-2 game. Didn't use him. It was so weird. It was a perfect opportunity to get a guy's debut. It's just been weird. We haven't seen if he's real yet.
Mike Ferraro in the chat says, thoughts on Yankees money line plus 140, which seems...
Feels like a good return.
Feels like a really good return. Like, for, I'm a Mets
for like
fan.
Like any baseball
and
game.
And I've been watching them every day. Plus 140 feels very imbalanced.
Yeah, I need to get a scouting report on the over-under anyway, so I might just go place that. But,
Pitching path?
Pitching path to victory. Basically, I kind of want Seve to give me six and leave early with good vibes.
Yeah.
And, everyone's available. Fucking Canely needs to get into a game. So, Canely, Wandy, Clay, sure.
Done. Like that. For Los Mets.
The Mets end.
For the Los Mets. Scherzer's only gone seven twice this season. And if they're going to win these games, they need to give their bullpen a break because they've been using their bullpen a lot. D-Rob has been good. He was unfortunately on the wrong end of a big Braves home run, which you could say for pretty much any Mets pitcher. But ideally, the path kind of feels like you stay away from your middle relief guys. You stay away from Rayleigh. You stay away from Smith and Brigham and those guys. So it's a big game, and he's been pitching better. So I'd say Scherzer gives you seven, even if it's not seven great ones, if it's like seven innings, three or four in runs. And then you go Ottavino revenge game, Robertson revenge game, and hopefully that's enough to get you there. Maybe really for in for a lefty spot, but do the Yankees have a big lefty besides Rizzo? That's it, right?
Yeah, he's the only one that like I think they would just do a pinch hitter.
Yeah, so I would say Scherzer, Ottavino, Robertson, 7, 8, 9. Feels right. Yeah,
I'd say so.
Probably for both games, if we're being honest. Maybe yeah. Drew Smith tomorrow, but they've been using Robertson a lot.
Yeah, even if you brought in a lefty for Rizzo, the way he's swinging right now, just because he's in a slump,
yeah,
it's a rare time they might, and Donaldson's on the bench, they'd probably bring him in, kick DJ to first.
Doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Just the way he's going right now. Rizzo's not... I think he's been better against lefties this year anyway, but... Or the same, but... Whatever. Second half of the show.
Mm.
Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Homer Draft. For these Subway Series games, it's always fun. We will each get a Yankee and a Met. And you... have the first pick tonight.
Do I?
As the guest of honor.
Now.
If you get one, then I will have two selections, and then you will have one.
So I said to you before that I wanted to take Billy McKinney, and part of me still does, and I feel like I can just take him last.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two guys I want at the top here. One is a Yankee, and one is a Met.
Both I might be eyeing the same two
I think
guys.
I think we're thinking the same two guys. So I'm trying to think of who do you want more. Kind of wish I had the second and third picks. I am going to select with my first overall pick the exciting young kid behind the dish, Francisco Alvarez. He's going to be my pick. He's hit more homers in the Mets than anybody recently. He hit a home run in Pittsburgh. And I think it's his first time playing in like a really big game. Like that ever, oh, like
that's got like an environment.
Crowd's probably gonna be close to sold out. It's gonna be loud. National telecast tomorrow. I think he has a big moment in him. I think he homers.
Nice.
Yeah.
I will take Giancarlo Stanton. Yeah,
that's what I was thinking about. But.
I would have taken whichever of those two you didn't. Oh, ah, I've been mistyping. But yeah, I will take Giancarlo Stanton and. On the Mets side of things, I'll grab Lindor. Feels like...
Yeah, yeah.
Part of my heart was thinking about Mark Canna, but I'll grab Francisco Lindor.
I mean, you have the name
value. You only
value.
Get two guys.
You have the name
Giancarlo, value. Francisco.
You're living in that 2021 Subway Series game.
They both homered in that one.
They were hitting dongs. You're going...
And there's just
value.
No guarantee Stanton plays tomorrow.
I'm going fan favorites. I'm going Francisco Alvarez. I'm going fucking Billy McKinney in left field tonight, baby.
I love that.
Because wouldn't it be funny if it happened?
I'd laugh.
It would be hilarious. So I hope it does happen. But it's only like a solo shot. And the Mets are already up 5-0. Toxic? Maybe.
A little toxic.
A little toxic.
Any guesses on tonight's over-under line?
Oh, God. Somewhere around... It's Scherzer-Seve?
Scherzer-Seve. Seve's been lit up twice in a row.
It's got to be around 7 or 8, right?
7.5.
Yeah, okay. I would go under.
Yeah, I kind of.
I would go under, I think.
I kind of don't believe in either of these teams to.
These lineups specifically, I just don't believe in them.
Score runs. I think I have to believe in Severino bouncing back.
Yeah. And
Scherzer is Scherzer. I know it hasn't been the prime version of him, but he's been all right. Right?
He's been good for the past like 5 starts besides the Braves.
Yankees
one.
Don't hit starting pitching. So if he's going to pitch 7 innings tonight.
He's got bullets.
So I'm kind of on the under with you. And feels I'm putting my heart on the line. If they go over, I dropped a 500 on the year.
Really?
I was 10-6, I think, at one point.
So you were
this
cooking,
year.
And then you got cold.
And then I noticed.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Canobio is 8-7. I'm 12-11.
So kind of 500 across the board.
Yeah, which, I mean, for picking over unders, not every game, but 3 times a week.
So I have a shot
that's
to
that's
just,
actually a good record. But
I have a shot to just go 4-0 and then retire. Yeah. Makes you think.
Could finish with the best record in that. The last portion of the show before we stand up is premonitions. Is there anything you're seeing in tonight's game?
I think the Scherzer versus Stanton at bats are going to be fun, but that's not a unique thing to say. I think that Brett Beatty has a breakout tonight for the Mets. He's been kind of cold. He's had a good game here and there, but nothing consistent. He's been hitting the ball on the ground a lot. And I think that tonight he collects a couple hits, has himself a nice little moment, maybe draws a walk. But as for a specific moment, I think at some point in this game, IKF works like an 8-pitch at bat.
I love that. Like an 8-10 pitch. I love that at-bat. Ball.
Just, I don't know if it ends in a hit or a strikeout or whatever, but he works a count for sure.
Glaber's defense has been sort of on the mind. Sunday night game was weird. I think he makes one of his kind of signature ball to his left, like slide, little spin, and
so a good play.
Like slide makes a nice play.
Because was he the one that threw it
away?
Maybe
it happens to Brady. Brett Beatty.
Brett Baby.
Didn't
he have an error against the Red Sox?
They threw it into second, and he just, all you're supposed to do, everyone knows it. You just block that. Even if you don't catch it, just
put your body in front of it.
Second baseman in my heart. I've done that play a lot.
Hurts, but you got to do it.
No one likes
doing it.
What was crazy, did you take in any of the Sunday night broadcasts? You were
no, I was
at the
game.
Game.
I missed all of it. It was awesome.
Ump cam was a lot. They interviewed Jose Trevino
while he was catching.
Got busiest guy on the field right now, and his mouth's covered.
He's doing a lot.
So you like couldn't really hear him when he did talk. And then on that play, they didn't the broadcast. Broadcast crew just did not know what happened on that.
Mm-hmm.
They said, and then Oswaldo ran kind of like a fly route, and they tossed it to him, and that's when they threw it. And that's when Kike went to second. And they finally up. Like a full minute later showed the replay. Oswaldo wasn't there.
Did they say anything? Was it just silence?
They showed him like oh it was Glaber actually. Like, yeah.
Good analysis.
Oswaldo didn't. He like moved back towards second base. It was so dumb.
Sounds dumb.
Fly pattern. Nobody's done that in baseball.
I just feel bad that no Yankees games are like ever on YES anymore.
Yeah, this week
Prime Network like every day.
Yeah, tonight's is available on Yes, I'm 90% sure. And then tomorrow's ESPN, off Thursday. Friday is Yes.
Jesus.
And it's another Fox, ESPN, Sunday, Saturday, Sunday.
Because Red Sox, Yankees, yeah.
Sox, Yankees, that's the formula.
Harrison Bader's rehab will begin with the Somerset Patriots tomorrow. That's fun.
Yeah. Glad we're per Aaron Boone on Talking Yanks.
No big deal.
He said they were leaning that way. He didn't say it was official. He said they'd look at him when he gets in. He hasn't seen him since Sunday. And then that would be the plan. Subscribe if you haven't. Love you.
Subscribe to Talking Yanks.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.